perform. Mahim, the earth. In the 16th incarnation of the Godhead, the Lord, as Bhrigupati, annihilated the administrative class Kshatriyas 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmins, the intelligent class. Purport. The Kshatriyas, or the administrative class of men, are expected to rule the planet by the direction of the intelligent class of men, who give direction to the rulers in terms of the standard shastras, or the books of revealed scriptures, of revealed knowledge. The rulers carry on the administration according to that direction. Whenever there is disobedience on the part of the Kshatriyas or the administrative class against the orders of the learned, intelligent Brahmins, the administrators are removed by force from the posts, and arrangement is made for better administration. Avatare sodasa me pasyan brahma druhon ripan trisapta kritpa kupito nikchatram akaron mahim. In the 16th incarnation of the Godhead, the Lord, as Bhrigupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmins, the intelligent class. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the incarnation of the personality of Godhead, known as Parasuram, is given. Because he was born in the family of Bhrigu, he's also known as Bhrigupati. But his name is Parasuram. And Parasuram destroyed the ruling class, being born in the family of Brahmins, 21 times over. The Kshatriyas are meant to take orders from the Brahmanas. And when the Kshatriyas don't follow the order of Brahmins in Vedic civilization, they are removed by force. That's what this verse states. Yada deveshu vedeshu Goshu vipreshu sarushu dharma mai cha vidvesha sava asu vanasyati. Yada deveshu, when one is envious of the demigods, of the Vedic literatures, yada deveshu vedeshu, goshu of the cows, sarushu of the saintly people, dharma of religiosity, mayi, and Krishna says, ultimately of me, sava asu vanasyati. That person and their civilization shall be destroyed. Sava asu vanasyati. Vinashayata juskritam. Paritranaya sadhunam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. The same word, Vinashaya. They have to be destroyed. Krishna comes, Paritranaya Sadhunam, to deliver the sadhus, and Vinashaya Chaduskritam, and destroy the Duskritinas, the demons, who won't listen to the message of Godhead. So, Krishna came as Parasuram because the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, the king, wouldn't listen to the Brahmins' advice. He was making his own rules and regulations, much like today, where the ruling class make up their own rules and regulations. Of course, we do not want to get political, as we are a 501c3 corporation, and by law, do not get involved in politics by American law. But this Parasaram, he saw that the ruling class, his father was Jamadagni, a very saintly man, and his mother was Renuka, a saintly woman, Sadhu and Sadhvi. Sadhu and Sadhvi. Taete Sadhava Sadhvi. Saintly persons of the highest order. And because they were so saintly, Jamadagni, his father, had one Kamadenu cow. A cow who could deliver all blessings. Anything one wanted. All desires. So the king at the time, who was traveling, Kartavirya Arjun, he wanted that cow, even though the cow was the property of the saintly person, the father of Parasaram, and he took the cow away from him, the Kamadenu, by force. Because of his lusty desires and his false identification that the Kshatriyas are the leaders, that the administrative class are the leaders. Much like today's society, in which the Kshatriya class, the so-called Kshatriya class, not even these days, the police and the army and the administrative class feel that they're in charge of the people and cause great harm to the people for a slight offense. Someone may be driving with a tailgate light out. The administrative class, so-called, will stop them and cause bodily harm. You don't follow their rules, they'll kill you. It happens. So Kartavirya Arjun was like that. He was a bad Kshatriya. It had started so many years ago. He stole the Kamadenu cow from the family of Parasaram, the father of Parasaram, Jamadagni, and Renuka. So, being very upset, Parasaram, who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sixth incarnation, 16th mentioned here, but sixth, as the personality of Godhead, became extremely upset, and he went after that Kartavirya Arjuna. His sons, I think he had 1,000 sons, they ran like anything. As the sons of our modern day leaders who have been put into administrative posts run like anything, even when the news, what do you call, the media comes after, they run. So these sons ran, and Parasaram lopped off all of the arms, this Kartavirya Arjuna, who was the administrator, was given some blessing with so many arms. They lopped off all of his arms, and then he lopped off his head and returned the Kamadhena cow to his father, Jamadagni. In days of yore, when the administrative class, the Kshatriya, wouldn't listen to the Brahmanas who were in charge of the society, the Brahmanas would remove them by force. Of course, these days, we can't do that. Srila Prabhupada at one time gave a lecture that the big demons, the Maos and the Lenins. But Prabhupada said, don't do it now, otherwise they will remove you. But they have to be, Prabhupada was giving lecture, he went with one finger, removed. But don't do it now, otherwise they'll remove you, Srila Prabhupada said. But this is the Vedic way. When, what was that leader? He was Venu. Vena. Vena, yes. He was not listening to the Brahmins. And he was creating havoc. He was taxing so heavily the living entities, and he was causing them bodily harm. The subjects of the kingdom were like ants on a burning log. At one end was the taxation. On the other end was the cruel rule of Maharaj Vena. And the Brahmins decided to replace him. This was the system. This is how society was run in days of yore. Nowadays, the Brahmins have to get a permit from the Kshatriyas in order to practice Brahmanism. Society is topsy-turvy. The Brahmins chanted mantras and killed the Vena and churned his limbs to get real rulers. Churned his limbs to get, who was it, Prithu? Prithu Maharaj. Similarly, this Parasurama, he destroyed with his axe, Parasur, with his axe, all the Kshatriyas who got in the way. When he returned to his home, there was one little pastime of this Parasuram. The mother Renuka was sent to get water by Jamadagni. Jamadagni was performing so many Agnihotras, so many sacrifices. And when she went to the Ganga to get the water, there was one very amazing looking, what do you call, heavenly person? Gandharva. and he was sporting with the apsaras. Do not get involved with the Gandharvas. That's our lesson. Even though they sing nice and look handsome and beautiful, and the apsaras, don't go close. Don't come near. She was absorbed in watching the Gandharvas and the apsaras. It was very fascinating. And Renuka came back a little too late with the water. Jamadagni knew, as a great Brahmin, sadhu, what was happening in the mind of Renuka. And he told his sons, this was how society was in days of yore. Kill her! The sons were, they loved their mother. They said, no, we won't kill her. And so he asked his favorite son, Jamadagni, Parasuram, kill all your brothers and then kill your mother. Parasuram knew the power of Jamadagni and knew he could get a blessing. So he immediately killed all of his brothers, and then he killed his mother. This is Parasuram. And when he was asked for a blessing for committing such first-class activities by the father, he said, bring my brothers and my mother back to life and don't let them remember that I was the one that just killed them. So they came back to life like they had gotten great rest, and they had no idea that Parasuram had just gotten them. Mother came back to life. But later, the sons of Kartavirya Arjun, who had run, the powerful Kshatriyas who ran like mice when Parasuram had come to attack them for stealing the Kamadhenu, they found the time when when Parasuram and his brothers were missing and Jamadagni was performing fire yajna, meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they came to his ashram and they attacked him and made 21 cuts on his body, including one, they chopped off his head. These cowards, for no reason except retribution, because Parasuram had killed their father. So when Parasuram returned, Renuka was crying, oh my sons, come back. By her meditation, the sons heard. Parasuram came back, saw what these cowards had done. And not only he went and killed all of the sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, he killed the Kshatriya class 21 times over. This is the story. I didn't make this up. This is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He killed them so heavily with his axe, with his parasur, that the blood created seven lakes. Lakes of blood. This was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parasuram, transcendental stories. Of course, these days, everyone's afraid even to write on Twitter something against the Kshatriya class. And as Vaishnavs, as Brahmins, we're prohibited from saying anything against. They made laws, I think it was in the 70s and 80s, that if you're a religious organization, church, 501c3, federal corporation, church corporation, by law, you cannot criticize the Kshatriya ruling class or talk about the Kshatriya ruling class, the government. It's actually law. Or you'll lose your 501c3 standing. So we are forbidden by law, by federal law. If I say something, the feds will come and take me away. Of course, devotees won't mind. They'll have a feast. There'll be a feast under the Prasadam Hall. The feds have taken Sir away. But this was the system in days when Varnashram was followed. Nowadays, we don't follow properly. Someone comes and steals, the government steals your Kamadhenu cow, and we forget about it. Of course, Jamadagni was such a saintly man that he told his son, Parasuram, that by killing this Kartavirya Arjuna, this was a sinful activity. That as Brahmins, we cultivate one quality, forgiveness. Somebody offends you, you forgive them. That quality of forgiveness is the topmost quality of the Vaishnav, of the Brahmin. Tolerate, excuse, and forgive. And he had sent his son, Jamadagni sent his son to go on pilgrimage for a year to all the holy places. But when he saw that the Kshatriyas had killed his father for no reason, while he was worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this incarnation of Krishna, who came for the purpose of destroying the Kshatriya class 21 times, he performed his service. And when he returned, he put back the body, he brought the head of his father Jamadagni, put the head back to the body, chanted the appropriate mantras, and brought this Jamadagni back to life. And this incarnation of Krishna, who came, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Klanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Surjamyaham. Whenever there is a rise of irreligion and a lowering of the practice of religiosity, I come myself, Krishna says. I don't even wait for thousands of people to march or the votes to come in, electoral votes. Krishna says, I come myself. And Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. Parichranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. To save the devotees and to annihilate the demons. Yadadeveshu vedeshu Goshu vipreshu sadushu dharma mai cha vidvesha sava asyu vinasyati. Same word, vinasyati, are destroyed. Yada deveshu, when one is causing harm to the devas, the Vedas, the cows, Goshu Vipreshu, to the Brahmins, Goshu Vipreshu Sadushu, to the Sadhus and the Sadvis, the saintly men and women, Dharma against religiosity, Sarushu Dharma Mayi, and ultimately Krishna says, they're envious of me. Sava Asu Vanasyati. That person, like Kartavirya Arjuna and their civilization, Sava Asu Vanasyati, shall be destroyed. This is part of spiritual life. Spiritual life doesn't mean we just are peaceful and love everyone and feel that everyone should be treated equally. No. For those who are demons, spiritual life means they should be destroyed. Of course, we may not be able to do it. And if we wait for Krishna to come, as the Shastra says, Shastras state, that's at the end of Kali Yuga. Krishna appears as Kalki to lop off the heads of everyone. God appears. He doesn't appear for the summer of love. He appears in Kali Yuga to chop off the heads of everyone remaining on earth. Of course, the saintly persons, sadhus and sadvis, at that time will be underground at the end of Kali Yuga. They won't even be. But Krishna comes. He creates so many difficulties, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes. Nowadays, we see in the news every day they're running out of names. They go through the alphabet once, then they go through the alphabet again. Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Jackson, Hurricane Kenny, whatever K is. Then they get to Hurricane Zebra, and it's Hurricane A again. I think in the last month there's been 5 names used up. For some strange reason, they all go to Florida. I'm not sure exactly. I have nothing against Florida. I was born in that region. Then the fires. Then the volcanoes are erupting. And there'll be earthquakes. There are earthquakes. They're happening. In Japan recently, last week, right at the, where that plant, what's it called? Fukujima. Fushu, whatever. Terrible plant. Earthquake is happening again. An earthquake will come to the San Andreas Fault. It's just a matter of time. Haribol. Of course, we're living on the San Andreas Fault. But nowadays, every other day, hurricane. Isn't it? It started with which one? Irma? And then it went IJKLM, all coming on the Atlantic coast. Even now, I think there's one hitting Puerto Rico, hitting the Bahamas, hitting Houston, floods and torrents, torrential rains. Help these people, help those people, help the people in Northern California. The fires are burning like anything. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Saintly people have to be protected, and those who are the duskritis, the miscreants, have to be destroyed. Peace and love means destroying miscreants. As saintly people, we don't do it. We forgive. You're committing grave sinful activities? Forgiven. That is the quality of the Vaishnav, and the saintly persons, the Brahmin, the Brahmini, the Sadvi, the Vaishnavi. We forgive. But Krishna doesn't forgive. Krishna remembers what we hold back. in devotional service. What to speak of the sinful activities? Every religion states that they are kept in a book. In the Jewish religion, they say that all of your abominable activities are kept in a book by the Lord. And on the one day a year, the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, God goes over the book and decides, do you live or do you die? Yom Kippur. It's the highest of holidays in the Jewish tradition. And everyone has to fast from sunset to sunset. You eat the day before the sun sets, and you eat after the sun sets the next day. So actually, it's not even a fast by our standard of Vedic calculation. But they fast from the sunset, 8 o'clock one night, till 7:35 the next night. And I remember my father and his other overweight friends were passing a bottle and sniffing. And I asked, what are you doing? He said, it's smelling salts for fasting for 24 hours. We have to take some smelling salts to stay alive. So we don't pass out. I thought it was an amazing tradition. You don't eat from sunset one day to sunset the next day and you're going to faint? You had a feast the night before and you're feasting this to this night. All kinds of preparations. They were passing smelling salts. And in that day, the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, God decides if you're put in the book of life or the book of death. So everyone addresses another. Lashana Tova Tika Sevu. Translation from the ancient literature language. May you be put in the book of life. I don't think we have the same understanding. If we were going to be taken for our sinful activities, devotees would say, Hari Bol. The mantra would be, Nitai Gauranga. They chant one mantra the whole day. Lashana Tova Tika Sevu. I memorized it. I learned it when I was 12, and now I'm 65. I remember the mantra, Lashana Tova Tika Sevu. You say it 1,000 times to everyone. On this day, may you be put in the book of life. And people were dying, left and right. Grandpa died, grandma died, Uncle Phil died. Aunt Judy died. I'm not sure if it was because of their sinful activities or just the modes of nature, but they passed from this world. Of course, in that tradition, they don't know of reincarnation. They don't speak of being born in another that the soul never dies. But God comes for his main purpose. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. All glories to Sri Guru and Gaurango. Is that all right, Prabhu? A little too heavy? Is that too heavy?
It's good. It's better than
that. A little heavy?
I like it.
A little heavy?
Yeah, I like it. I need to.